This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the government's vision to empower rural India by transforming villages into vibrant centers of growth and opportunity. The Prime Minister highlighted that since 2014, the government has been continuously serving rural India with the priority of providing a dignified life to the people of the villages. He added that the government has launched a campaign to ensure basic amenities in every village. The Prime Minister made these remarks while addressing the gathering after inaugurating the six-day Grameen Bharat Mahotsav, which is being held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Mr. Modi said that as a result of these efforts, 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty, with the majority being from rural areas. He also mentioned a recent study by the State Bank of India, which revealed that rural poverty in India has decreased from approximately 26% in 2012 to less than 5% in 2024. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government will bear the cost of transportation and storage to bridge the price gap between producing and consuming states. During a review meeting with the agriculture ministers of the states and union territories in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan informed that this year, the growth rate of the agriculture sector and allied sectors is likely to be between 3.5% and 4%. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today highlighted the government's prioritization of women-centric programs in research and development. Addressing the gathering at the celebration of the 40th Foundation Day of the Department of Scientific and Industrial Research, DSIR, in New Delhi, the minister said that DSIR was primarily constituted with the focus of synergizing research and development with industry. DSIR's Foundation Day highlights its role in advancing industrial research and innovation through various programs. Union Textile Minister Giriraj Singh today said that the government will take strict action against the jute mill owners who are not submitting PF and gratuity of workers. The minister was speaking at Fulia in Nadia district of West Bengal today. He attended the inaugural ceremony of the newly built building of the Indian Institute of Handloom Technology. It is a premier institute in the field of handloom and textile technologies. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today urged children not to take stress during exams and to be passionate about life. Interacting with children at the Exam Warriors Art Festival hosted by NDMC in Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav emphasized that actors and sportspersons perform well because they are passionate about their work. Around 5,000 children from various schools participated in the Exam Warriors Art Festival. In a video message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that stress generally emanates not from exams but from ambitions and expectations. He told students that there are endless avenues and multiple options for them going forward. Senior scientist and one of the key architects of India's nuclear program, Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram, passed away in the early hours today at a hospital in Mumbai. He was 88 and had been unwell for several days. Dr. Chidambaram played a pivotal role in shaping India's nuclear weapons program. He was instrumental in India's first nuclear test in 1974 as well as the Pokhran 2 tests in 1998, which established India as nuclear power. Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed condolences on the demise of Dr. Rajgopal Chidambaram today. The movement of several trains has been affected as dense fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, nearly 40 Delhi-bound trains have been delayed up to 5 hours. In Hockey India League, the match between Shachirar Bengal Tigers and Delhi SG Pipers is underway at Rourkela. Shachirar Bengal Tigers were leading the match 2-0 when reports last came in. Meanwhile, Hyderabad Tufans will take on team Gona Sika in another match at 8:15 p.m. In cricket, India were 141 for 6 in their second innings against Australia at stumps on day 2 of the decisive fifth and final test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Sydney. And that is the end of this news bulletin.